Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 74th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here in our studio with
Tintin Chenius,
who represents Sweden in this year's competition 28 times cinema edition.
Yes.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, first of all, how did you find out about this project? How did you apply?
Yes, that's an interesting process. I've been at Venice actually the year before.
Last year?
Yes, I was doing some freelance programming for Stockholm Film Festival.
Oh, okay.
And being one of the younger then, I noticed this group of youngsters walking around with these Yuri badges. I got really excited to contact with them and they told me about this project.
Oh.
So, yeah, I followed
that. So, just for curiosity, basically?
Basically, yes. Curiosity, okay. And a bit of luck, and they seemed like a really nice group, and I'm very happy to be part of it this year.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
25, okay. And how's your experience so far as a member of the jury?
Oh, it's been a new experience for me. I've been part of panel discussions, but a jury, and consisting of an individual for every European country, that's a very interesting setup. And 28 people, it sounds like a lot, but having 28 people in a room, that's even more.
Yeah,
it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So our discussion, they take time, and there's a lot of different opinions and perspectives regarding culture, where they come from, and taste. So thus far, it's been an amazing experience.
Yeah, and tell our listeners something more about your background.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of studies did you have, and if they were related to cinema somehow?
Yes. So my background is in film. But I started with the theory and the history of it, and then I started to alternate that with practical courses. So I've been in Czech Republic studying directing, I've been abroad too studying screenwriting. So from just the theory and history and background of it, I've gone into the actual production of it.
But so from the theory to the practice.
That's indeed correct.
Okay, so theory is very important.
Yes, that's
as
my
also,
base.
As also practice, and here you're attending several workshops.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, which one did you attend so far?
I'm very interested in festivals themselves. As I mentioned, I've done some freelance programming.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually attended to the festival's headache, which was focusing on the structure of festivals, the history of festivals, how you could implement ideas in making your own festival or being part of one. So that was truly interesting, like getting behind how maybe Venice Day is curated, what their ideas are.
Yeah, it's something different from all the others, I think, because all the others are go in depth in more, let's say, theoretical aspects, maybe translation, I know. Instead, this one is more practical on the festival, on the very festival content. So
yes,
how it is organized and...
Yeah, definitely. It's related to our situation here. Very much more, maybe, than the rest of them.
Yeah, more rooted in the situation.
Yes, indeed.
And what about instead the situation of cinema in your country?
Mm-hmm. We're a fairly small country, so we don't produce too many features. We have, as all countries, we would like more to money to go towards culture, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have is we have a strong tradition in the art of cinema. So already this year we had Ruben Östlund in Cannes took home the Golden Palm.
Oh.
Yes, and in the Lux finals this year we have another Swedish debut from a female filmmaker. It's called Sami Blood. So we're going on and we have a great tradition. We have Ingmar Bergman and he set really the standard. So from him and people like him, like Roy Andersson, we built a structure wherein young creators get very good means to create. So there's a boom in Stockholm, I would say.
Yeah, great.
Mm.
That's great. And you said that you studied directing.
Yes.
And so you will probably have a director that is your point of reference that inspires you.
Mm-hmm.
Who is?
Well, I have a few, but I would go firstly then considering being a Swedish filmmaker, Ruben Östlund. It's extremely interesting. What he manages to do with a setup and social interactions and dilemmas and ethics, it's truly remarkable. He stands on a very high international stage. And then going over to Norway, we have a director called Joachim Trier.
Mm-hmm.
Not related to Lars von Trier, but but he's also one of these filmmakers that manages to say a lot through these everyday moments. Very simple setups, but the most deep of storytelling.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Tintin, for having shared your experience as the Sweden ambassador of 28 Times Cinema. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.